Small fishing operations may be worse than big ones for Pacific sea turtles. Big commercial fleets with nets that stretch for miles are often blamed for driving sea turtles to the brink of extinction. Now a study of Pacific loggerhead turtles says small boats in coastal waters may be a bigger threat. NPR's John Nielsen reports on what scientists call a sea turtle death zone off the coast of Mexico.
Pacific loggerhead turtles weigh about as much and live almost as long as human beings do. Marine biologist Wallace J. Nichols says that's why he personally finds the sight of a swimming loggerhead even more impressive than the sight of a passing whale.
When you're in the water with a whale or looking at a whale, they're huge and they're different. But with the sea turtle, they're the same, about the same size as we are. They've got these big, huge eyes. And when you're interacting with them in the water, it's much more personal.
Nichols is a senior scientist with the Ocean Conservancy. For roughly 15 years now, he has been catching loggerheads off the coast of Mexico's Baja Peninsula and gluing fist-sized radio transmitters to the tops of their shells. In the early 1990s, he showed that loggerheads born in Japan swim all the way to Baja and then swim back to Japan again when it comes time to lay eggs. But in recent years, Nichols has been concentrating on what these turtles are doing when they're off the coast of Baja. And some of what he's finding worries him.
Sometimes you put a transmitter on the turtle, and the turtle stays there and just swims around in loops and looks like a plate of spaghetti, and it doesn't go far at all. Those are the scary tracks, because we know that when that turtle stays there, every single day, it could die.
He says the turtles die when they accidentally get caught up in small nets and fishing lines laid out by local fishermen who crowd into these waters for the same reason the turtles do. Because they're jammed full of sea life. Small red crabs, squid, and great big fish like halibut. It's a shame, says Marco Romero, a local fisherman interviewed by a colleague of Nichols. He says the nets are everywhere off this part of Baja, and they catch loggerheads all the time. It's possible that these fishermen kill more than 1,000 loggerheads a year, according to a study published in the journal PLOS One. Biologist Hoyt Peckham of the University of California at Santa Cruz is the lead author of that study and the man who interviewed the local fishermen. He says it was hard to convince these fishermen, at least at first, that they were threatening the species.
They said, "You're crazy. How can these turtles be endangered when I'm catching sometimes 30, 40 in a day in just in my boat, in my gear?"
Peckham says the study seems to prove that these local fishermen are not only a threat, but maybe the threat to the future of Pacific loggerheads. He says this one inshore fishery may be killing more loggerhead turtles every year than all of the other fisheries in the northern Pacific combined. Environmental activists like David Allison of the nonprofit group Oceana hopes this study will force both governments and activists to rethink their turtle protection programs, which until now have been almost completely focused on the impact of industrial-scale fishing fleets.
For years, we've believed that that was not only the primary cause of the loss of sea turtles, but many of us thought that it was maybe close to the only real threat from fishing.
But there may be a silver lining in this story. In recent years, researchers say they have convinced some of the local fishermen in Baja to stop fishing in part of what they call the death zone for loggerhead turtles. The researchers say this decision may have saved the lives of 700 Pacific loggerheads in the last year alone. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.